You know, a lot of times we don't take action because we're fearing the negative, we're fearing the bad, and we don't focus on the good. But the reality is, you never know who you might inspire, who you might encourage to do things in their lives. What is happening, people of the interwebs? It's Todd Frazier. This is the Do Things Podcast. And again, I'm jacked that you're here. I'm super excited. Oh man, I don't know about you guys, and I talked about it before. If I haven't, I love coffee. Coffee is one of my, well, hold on, I'm taking a, oh, coffee is so good. And if you're watching this, you can see I've got myself a Do Things Podcast mug. We've got mugs, guys. Go to dothingspodcast.com. You can scroll down to the merch and the Do Things Podcast mug is there. We've got a phone case now. We've got t-shirts. You know, we've got a lot of stuff happening at dothingspodcast.com. So if you haven't already, go check it out. You can get all the episodes there as well. It is the place where the Do Things Podcast lives. But it's really, you know, having a podcast is great. I really enjoy this. It's something I've told you guys before. I really like this. But more importantly, I just like engaging with people. And when I'm out and seeing people around town and we're talking about the podcast, you know, it gives a basis for conversation, and then it leads in another direction. And I just love engaging with people. And that is one of the things that I feel like I'm meant to do. I'm meant to just engage with you here on the podcast, or if you're watching the video on Facebook or YouTube or in person. Like, that's just what I love it. And I feel like that's something that I should be doing a lot of. And that's exactly why we're here. And in this episode, I want to talk to you about another reason that you really should engage and do things. Because there's, like, I've talked about it before. There's a chapter in the book, Burn Your Plans and Do Things, called Sometimes You Get a Firecracker, which is talking about the negative. Sometimes you get a negative result. And that's a lot of times the reason people don't take action. The simple fact is we're just afraid. We're afraid of what might happen that's negative. We're afraid of what other people might think or say or do when we do a thing. So we operate on fear. And I think fear is a big part of the things we do and don't do throughout our entire lives. And that's something that I feel like we really need to get away from, because the reality is, the possibility of those things happening that are bad is really relatively small compared to the great things that could happen. The really amazing, awesome, epic things. Because the next chapter in the book is sometimes you get touchdowns. Sometimes you score. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it happens on the first try. Now, that's not usual. That's not typical. It doesn't happen on the very first try all the time. But if you never start, you never score a touchdown. But something that I think is also very, very powerful when we take action, when we do things, is what happens to the people around us. What happens to the people that see us or are actually engaging with us as we take these actions. And that's something that we forget about. This when we were in college, I don't know about if you were in college, or maybe you're not there yet, or you're in college now, but the job that my wife and I had that was literally our favorite job was serving at a restaurant. We were a waiter and a waitress, if you want to call it old school. We were servers at a steakhouse in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, called Logan's Roadhouse. If you've ever been there, go get a yeast roll. I'm salivating right now. But so we worked at this steakhouse, and we had worked at Olive Garden before here in California before we went back for college to Missouri. But the thing that I love about working in a restaurant, specifically as a server, and when you're young, it gives you so many different skills, and it gives you a great way to make money, like real money. Like, we were making with our, now the server minimum wage in Missouri is another story. It's not like here in California. It was like, I think it was $3.50, or it was something stupid low was the minimum wage, and then your tips on top of that. But if you're good with people and you can do customer service skills and you can relate and engage, you can do amazing as a server just from tips alone. That's in any real service, person-to-person kind of business. But also, it teaches you skills, and you learn how to react to people and engage with all different kinds of people. And it's so valuable to learn that as a young age, to say, I am going to have to deal with people my entire life unless I never come out of my room, which is not a good idea. And you're not doing things if you're in your room the whole time. Well, you could be doing things. What? Forget your room. But when you're out there and you're dealing with people and you've got a job, there is going to be at some point when you have to interact with people. And I feel like one of the best ways to learn how to do anything is through experience. Like, here at the Do Things Podcast, we lead by experience. If we haven't done it or our guests haven't done it, we typically don't talk about it. And that's something I think that's really valuable just as through life. So being a server, if you're looking for a job and you're wondering, what should I do? I don't know what to do. Go get a job at a restaurant, take people their food, engage with them, learn how to engage with people, and make some tips. That's great. So anyway, so we're working at this restaurant, and literally it was so much fun. And I can, you know, my energy for people is just, it works really well in a restaurant setting. Some people think it's a little bit too much, but they didn't come back to my section. Anyways, so one of the things that I always did as a server, especially when there were kids at the table, I would get down kind of on my knees next to the table so that I was eye level with, especially with the kids and with the parents, and I'd take their order and just kind of, you know, joke with them a little bit and kind of get to know them very briefly, but I was trying to engage them as much as possible. And I would get down and I would be leaning on the table for the most part, and I'd be at eye level with them so that we were, you know, really engaging that way. And there's this one table that came in that I remember because of later in the story, the reason I really remember them. But they came in and it was a mom and her three kids. And one of them was her daughter. She was really, really young, probably 3 or 4. Anyway, so I get there and I do my normal thing. Hi, how you doing? I'm Todd. Thanks for coming in tonight. Can I start you with blah, blah, blah? And I do my spiel. But I'm down on my knees so I can kind of engage with everybody. And I'm laughing and asking questions and talking with them. And it went really well. And I got them food. And their visit was great. They said, thank you so much. It was a generous tip at the end of the meal. But I didn't think anything of it because that was just what I did. I just engaged people and I was just happy to see them, whether they were happy to see me or not. So, you know, the weeks and months go on. And then one night my wife and I came into the restaurant and all the managers were kind of looking at us, like walking past us, like giving us the eye. A couple of them would like nod. And then one of them came up to Tammy and said, he was our kitchen manager. He leans up against the window and says, Tammy, just so you know, I voted for you. And we both looked at each other like, what are they talking about? And so anyways, we go to the pre-night gathering with all the servers and the managers, and they bring us all in. They're like, all right, so we're starting something new this month, and we haven't done it before, but we're really excited to start doing this to give you guys some encouragement and help you to be better servers, right? So basically what they were saying is we are starting employee of the month, that we've never done it before, but we're going to do that to raise morale and all that. The reason you do employee of the month. So they start talking about employee of the month, and my manager pulls out this envelope out of his pocket, and he starts telling us about, you know, what the reason for employee of the month, and you know, this person that we chose, you know, there's lots of you are really great, and it was a very tight race. And one of the people that we chose, the reason that we chose them, that put them over the top, was because of this letter. And he shows this envelope, and he opens it up and he starts reading this card, and the card says, thank you so much, we were in your restaurant last week, and we just wanted to send this note to tell you that the server that we had came to the table, he was really engaging and he was really, really kind, and he got down on his knees and he talked to my kids. And the thing that was very interesting about that for my family, this is the lady still talking in the letter, was my daughter, my youngest daughter, she does not relate well to people. She's very, very shy, especially with men. And when your server came, he was talking with us at the table, she smiled and she actually engaged. And that was the first time in public I had seen my daughter really engage and be herself in public. And I just wanted to tell you, thank you so much. You guys are doing a great job, and we will come back and be customers for a very, very long time. Turns out that server was me. I was the one that showed up at the table just doing my normal thing. Nothing spectacular. I didn't have an idea of saying, I'm going to come down and I'm going to make these people's day. No, I just was engaging and doing my job. I was just doing what I feel like I'm meant to do. I was engaging with these people. And it made such an impact on that mom and on that little girl that she decided to write a letter to the restaurant to say thank you for somebody who, without intention, went out of their way and really inspired that little girl to think that it's okay to engage and to be herself in a public setting. And that was just so huge. That was such a huge eye-opener for me to say, look, you never know. You never know who you're going to inspire. You never know when you go and you say hi to that person, or you open that door for that the person in front of you or behind you, or you pick up somebody's coffee tab, you know, whatever it is, just being kind and doing the right thing, you never know who it's going to impact. So he finishes reading the letter and he says, you know, it was me. And then it said, we couldn't not vote. He says, we couldn't not vote for Todd. And the kitchen manager leans over to Tammy and says, see, I voted for you, but they said I couldn't because of the letter. And so it was one of those things where I got employee of the month. And then the next month when they were going to do it, they decided to stop doing it because it was always a vote between Tammy or myself for whatever reason. And so they never did it again. So I always joke with Tammy. I was like, so I was basically the employee of the millennium at Logan's. I'm really sorry that I was so great. So humble brag. But yeah, you guys, you never know what your action is going to do for another person. You never know what inspiration you're going to bring to somebody because you took a risk, you took a chance, and you did a thing. That's the biggest thing. Whether you're leading a team at your business, or you're at home leading your family, or you're just out getting a cup of coffee to start your day, you never know what your action is going to do to other people. And it's always something that you need to keep in mind to do the right thing. Be you, be the person that you're meant to be, and share your actions with others. Because you guys, without each other, without relationships, without connection, without engagement, this life is just pretty worthless. It's pretty meaningless. Because I believe we are all here to create relationships and engage with one another. And to do that, you got to take action. You got to take steps. You got to take a risk sometimes and potentially have that fear inside of you while you're even doing it. Because the greatness that can come from that is so exponential, but you can't get there without starting. So get out there and engage. Be the person you're meant to be. Do the thing. Start the deal. Do things, people. It's simple. That's it. You can do it. I believe in you. I do. I believe in you. You're a miracle. Don't forget it. You're a miracle, and you're meant to do amazing things. Doesn't mean those amazing things are extravagant. Those amazing things just mean that you're going to make an impact in your life and in other people. All right? That's it. It's simple. Do things. Thanks so much for being here. And I look forward to our next episode. All right, guys, if you're not already, make sure you're subscribed to the Do Things podcast so that you make sure to get updated whenever there's a new episode. We always appreciate reviews on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating or whatever you believe you is worthy of our show. Give us a rating. We really like the feedback to be able to know things we need to change or adjust or do better, because we're always doing things here at the Do Things podcast, and your feedback helps us to do that. Make sure you share this out with your friends and family, because really we want to reach as many people as possible to inspire and equip people to do things. All right, guys, I'm Todd Frazier. This is the Do Things podcast. We will see you on the next episode. Peace.